We all do. These are some things, though, that can hinder your maturity with God. You know, like I was talking the other day, that if you're walking with the Lord and it's been years, you will fruit will be seen, okay? Things that you do, people will be able to tell, and that you'll be producing fruit. By that, I mean that you're going to be a disciple that can, well, I don't know, how do you say that, Pastor? When you get fruit. You produce fruit.
That's a pretty good way. I mean, that's the way that the Bible puts it.
Yeah, so anyway, these are some ways that may hinder your maturity with God. Number one, not developing a personal prayer life. Prayer is talking to God. Praying is talking to God. That's how you bond with God. You have got to pray. I pray all day long, usually. I mean, you can pray when you're at the stoplight. You can pray. Don't shut your eyes where you're going down the road and pray, but, you know, just talk to God. You have to have an active prayer life. Number two, neglecting the Word. Do you know that 33% of all the people seldom or never read the Bible? We've got to read the Word. And God's made it so easy that it's right there on our phone. We open that app and there's verses of the day and there's explanations. And it's so easy. There should not be a reason why you're not reading the Word. I personally, for Mother's Day, want a new Bible. So I want to go back to reading the Bible, because it just, I don't know, it's just, it's intimate, I guess. So let's be sure and read the Word. You can do it on your phone, however you want to do it, but read the Word. That's how you get to know one another. If you aren't reading, you are consuming a lot of other things, which can, isn't that wonderful? Oh, other things. I can assure you, you are not good for your spiritual development. If you're living more in the world and not trying to read the Word so you can get power and strength from that, then other things are coming in and taking that place. And we don't want that. We want a spiritual development that where God wants us. Number three is not being properly disciplined. You just live like you want, and that's just the way you want to do it. You know, you just, okay. There's no discipline in my life. Let me tell you something. I think it probably goes with Pastor too. I don't know. I don't want to talk for him. When you're teaching or preaching or trying to help people, that's when the enemy finds you to be a threat. So you're going to be attacked. Let me assure you that if you're having discipline, if you have the faith, you're being obedient, God's going to give you the power. Does that mean that I'm not going to get down or not whine or not want to do what God wants me to do? No, I'm not saying that. But God will put people in your lives that you will talk to, that you will minister to. Our lives should be like a lighthouse for God. The things that we're saying, the things that we're doing. Okay, hush. Okay, I'm sorry. Number four, trying to be a lone ranger. This one gets me. I don't have to be at church to be that close to God. No, you don't have to. But you got to understand, once you become makes God your Savior, you need to be around other believers. This is supposed to be our shot of penicillin on Sundays. You know, this is what we want to do, be together, help each other, encourage each other. And that's why I started nagging a while ago. This is holy ground for God. And if we want to discuss stuff, let's go in the fellowship hall or whatever. But negativity, bringing things in, and we all know the situation, and it's awful. I know it is. I pray about it all the time. But we've got to be reverent. I think we get so laxed and, you know, well, I'm going to wear my jeans all the time. But, and it's not that, it's just an attitude. We need to have an attitude of praise and focus on God. Okay, yeah. Number five, bad influences. Being around people with questionable characteristics. I know Jesus went to parties, he went everywhere. He wasn't afraid to be around anyone, but he was the perfect one. We, as people, cannot always just hang around questionable people, because After a while, if you get knocked down by the enemy, and then they're going, come on, let's go to the club over here. Oh, let's go to the strip club over here. Oh, let's go here. Oh, hey, I'm going to mess around with my wife. I'm going to mess around with my husband. It happens. Satan is so patient. We've got to watch who we run around with. Don't run around with the alcoholic all the time. You can encourage them, tell them Jesus has got you, but don't run around with them all the time. They'll have you drinking shots before you know it. Okay, number six. This is a good one. This is what I get on to Kimmy all the time. Being on social media. And my mother used to do this, not on social media, but she would watch different preachers. And what that preacher said, then she would go way extreme on what that preacher said. Then another preacher comes on, and then, oh, he's the one that's right. This should go way extreme on that. I mean, it was just bounce, bounce everywhere. And we would have big discussions. But social media, Facebook, a lot of it's good because you can pray for people. You can, you know, tell about God and doing stuff like that. But it's so bad. It takes up so much hours. You know, TikTok, I don't even have that. But every kid you see, I don't care where you go, if you're lucky enough to go out to eat, every kid's on TikTok. And it's supposed to have an age limit on it. It doesn't. People that are 8 years old have them. So it, I don't know. I don't think it's good in a lot of things. There's a lot of bad things on TikTok. A lot of things they show that you shouldn't be looking at. So don't be hooked on getting on Facebook and social media. I go on Messenger quite a bit because I have a lot of friends just to see if we pray or check in, like I check in with Kathy or my other girlfriends. And I've, you know, sometimes when I'm down, I go on Facebook and, oh, no, four guys have asked me out. And I there is no way, no way. They do not have good intentions. And the last and final thing is you're just not willing to surrender everything. We just get in the thing, you know, I'm not ready to give all that up. I'm sorry, God. I'm going to continue to look at porn. I'm going to continue to do TikTok. And I get it. On TikTok, you get a lot of recipes. I get that. But 90% of the stuff is not good. That's why I just won't have one anymore. I just won't. Because it's consuming. And it's consuming all of our kids and our grandkids. You can't sit down and eat at the table and communicate because someone's got their phone. They start out with them young. They get them these little iPads for babies, and that's what they want to do. They start crying, here, here's your iPad, look at something. I mean, what happened to talking, conversing, being close? That's gone on the wayside, I'm telling you. I see it all the time with some of my best friends, how they give those grandbabies the phone and all this, phone and iPads and all that. Instead of going, no, you don't throw a fit. This is a privilege and you only do it for certain hours. I know they're autistic and everything, but you can't do that. You know, I've watched toddlers and tiaras before too, and these mothers are so obsessed with these babies. And they put hair on them. They make them look like they're 19 years old and they're 4 years old.
Right.
And they don't discipline all of the kids. No! And slap at them. Boy, if that was me, I would have gotten the belt or anything. Yeah, it's from
beauty pageants or whatever.
Yeah.
But these girls at 6 years old.
Yeah.
Then they get perverts out there to go into those.
Right.
And
they
want to do everything, but.
Cool. You know, I've been in beauty pageants. Don't get me wrong. They're not bad. I understand that. But we got to be careful. I mean, just the discipline alone. These kids that are having kids right now do not believe in discipline. You know, oh, he's crying. Just give it to him. Give it to him. Oh, she's acting up. It's okay. Come on. I'll give you candy. What happened to discipline? What happened that I'm going to give you a pow-pow? I mean, you could ask all the kids I watched. And I didn't give them any pow-pows because they respected me and knowing that I don't want to make her mad. I love her. I don't want to make her mad. And that's where it's got to come from. people got to respect other people. And the children don't know how to do this because they're not taught it. They're taught, if I throw a fit down in the grocery store and all that stuff, I'm going to get in trouble.
I'm going to get the attention I want.
Well, yeah. I mean, Greg did that one time. Greg did that one time because he won the toy and he threw himself down. I went, when you get to the car, you're getting a spanking. Oh, he was just so sweet. And, oh, Mom, you're so pretty. And we shopped and shopped and shopped. And he thought I forgot about it. Well, he got right in there and got in his car seat. I went, excuse me, come on out here. What? I went, you're getting a spanking. You acted up, you get a spanking. I mean, Josh and Greg got spankings all the time. Kimmy, you just hurt her feelings and she wouldn't like that. But I'm telling you, the discipline has gone out the window. It has. And I hate it. I hate it. You know, I sit there and go, ooh, just tell them to stop. She goes, no, I tell them not to do that, but they go ahead and do it. Go up there and give them a pow-pow. You know? And they're scared of, you know, they're going to get called in on. Well, I don't know. I don't know. These things work, trouble me because I want the best for kids. I want them to, and kids want discipline. That's how they know you love them. But it's beyond me what happens, and it doesn't concern me right now. What concerns me is our relationship with the Lord. So there's some issues. Each one of us in here have issues. I have a lot of issues. But you know what? God can work them all out. We just have to surrender everything to God. And that's scary because sometimes we don't want Him to maybe to work in a situation. Maybe I don't want you to do anything, God. You have to surrender. Get off the phone. Start discipling. Do what God wants you to do. Amen? Okay, so if you're here today, it doesn't matter if you're disabled, handicapped, blind, if you have mental issues, such as me, if you're bipolar, if you're schizophrenic, whatever it is, God's got a purpose and plan for you, and you have to be a willing servant. And until we start doing what God wants us to do, how are we going to help other people? We've got to be disciples. Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, we love you so much. Thank you, Lord, that you're here with us today. And I just pray that you would know that no matter what, we're going to praise you and love you forever, no matter what. I remember saying that to you the day that David died. I'm going to praise you, God, no matter what. I just love you so much. I pray for each and every person here today. I pray for all of our issues that we could turn them over to you and let you work in them. Oh, thank you, that's off. Thank you, dear God, for loving us. Just be with the music and especially be with the pastor today. Whatever he brings is coming from you to through him. Thank you, God, for a great pastor that loves us and encourages us and is going to give us a word today that hopefully will change our whole attitude and hopefully change things in our life that we can be better. And thank you for the discipleship that you give us and the discipline because we know that you're creating us and molding us into whatever it is that you want us to be. I love you, God, for the rest of my life. In Jesus' holy name, amen.